in this, these are the readings that are chosen for the feast of Nereus and Cacidius. And the first one is, what happens to Christians who are really faithful to the Lord? Well, a lot of them are killed, but all of them are with God forever. And that's the point. So there is before the Lamb, and they cry out in a loud voice, salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb. And the angels stood round the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they prostrated themselves, the angels, before the throne, and worshipped God and exclaimed, amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power and might be to our God forever and ever. Try to imagine what it would be like to know God, to see God, so that right from the depth of your being comes this praise. That's heaven. But we can have a taste of that in this life if we learn to praise God and spend time every day in the prayer time praising God. Now, you can say, well, I've tried it. Oh, God, I praise you. I love you. I honor you. Now what? But I promise you, if you keep it up, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to praise God. And that's part of our life, here and hereafter. And then he sees all these beautiful people in these white garments. And he said, the elder asked him, who are these wearing white robes and where did they come from? I said, my Lord, you are the one who knows. He said, these are the ones who survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And for this reason, they stand before God's throne and worship him day and night in his temple. And the one who sits on the throne will shelter them. They will not hunger or thirst anymore, nor will the sun or heat strike them. For the Lamb who is in the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. That's heaven. That's heaven. For those of us who try to be faithful to the Lord, that's heaven. That's where we'll be forever. Now, before we get there, there's problems. And the Lord talks today about those who are confessing their faith and are put in prison for it. That happens in a lot of parts of the world today. Certainly if you're in the Middle East right now, in a Muslim-dominated part of the world, you'll be put in prison or you'll be killed. But then what happens? Then you turn back to the other page. They're in heaven forever. And so, and then he says, don't worry about what you're going to say. You know, you will be given at that moment what you are to say. I don't know if you ever read this little book, Talking About God is Dangerous. It was by a Russian woman, Tatiana Goricheva. And she was a real atheist philosopher, had her degree from Germany on Heidegger. And she taught in the university. But, you know, she probably had about 5 abortions and she was drinking too much and she was a brilliant philosopher. But a friend of hers used to go see this guru. So she went to see the guru. And the guru gave her as her mantra, the Our Father. talk about how God, he really is after somebody. He's going to get them, you know. And so she went home and, you know, sat down on the floor and got ready to say her mantra. And she said, "Our Father who art in heaven," and God just overwhelmed her. So then she spent the fatherhood of God, you see. She gathered a group. She started to teach them, to win them over, of course. So the KGB could watch that going on. So every other day, a cop car would screech to a halt, come out and come with us. And they'd interrogate her. Now the thing, this is what reminded me of that. She said, "Look, you know, I have a doctorate in philosophy, and these guys surely don't. But I would never rely on myself to answer their questions. Because the spirit in them is very clever. So I rely on the spirit in me, the Holy Spirit." So finally, they said, "Well, you've got to go into exile." So she went to her spiritual director and said, "Now, should I choose prison or exile?" And he said, "You should go to exile." So she went into exile in Germany, which was easy for her. She'd done her studies there and so forth. Then she came back, and they didn't dare touch her anymore. But the name of the book, see, is Talking About God is Dangerous. And I thought of it as I was reading this gospel. If we're going to speak up for God, it could be dangerous. But we still have to do it. People have to know about the Lord and about Jesus. In this desert, dangerous desert, people have to know who God is and be brought to Him. And so we have to speak up.